afternoon, it's 4:30 and 62 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
That's one more barrier that we're able to remove when she's ready for independent housing.
A local domestic violence shelter has received an increase in grant funding.
A local hospital is hoping to hire additional registered nurses this week.
Lexington is expanding its Week of Valor.
State office candidates are making a final push for voters on election eve.
Police are investigating a sixth report of rape on the University of Kentucky campus.
In sports, Moorhead State's rifle and cross-country teams were in action over the weekend.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, below around 41. We'll have a look at your region's forecast after this news.
The Kentucky Justice and Public Safety Cabinet and victim advocates from across the state announced a record $37.9 million in federal grants to support crisis intervention services for victims of crime. Doves at the Gateway, located in Moorhead, will receive $540,000 of the grant money to continue the organization's operations. That's $140,000 increase from last year's award. Kelly Patronella is the executive director at Doves. She says she's pleased the group will see an increase in this year's funding.
You know, we're a nonprofit, so whenever somebody walks through our door, so say a mama and four kids, so that's five people, and all they have to do is get here. We buy diapers, wipes, formula, we pay for birth certificates, we pay for IDs, we pay for new shoes. And we can hold 28, and Friday we had 30.
Patronella says Evoca grants support programs that provide direct services to victims, including crisis counseling, shelter, therapy, and support, and advocacy in the criminal justice system, among other efforts.
St. Clair Healthcare is hosting an open house for registered nurses this week. The open interview event will be held on the hospital's second floor. Lorraine Wilson is the Chief Nursing Officer and Vice President of Patient Services at St. Clair. She says St. Clair offers a sign-on bonus, but also some unique opportunities.
We offer an onboarding program and preceptorship program that's a little bit different from all the other area hospitals. We want to make sure that new graduates in particular have a really good transition to practice. So we offer quite a bit of orientation that goes along with that, and then we have educators that work side-by-side with the nursing staff to make sure that they have the skills they need to fully practice as a registered nurse.
The event will be held Thursday, November 7th from 3 to 5 p.m. in the St. Clair Regional Medical Center Cafe.
Lexington is expanding its offering during what's known as Week of Valor events meant to honor veterans. Army veteran Reverend Jim Thurman says a national ranking a few years back placed Lexington among the worst places for veterans to retire, which prompted renewed focus on the community, from initiatives to end veteran homelessness to events meant to bring more visibility to veterans. This year, a week of celebrations is growing to 2 weeks, in part to ensure that those who want to participate aren't forced to choose between events going on during the same day.
Veterans love to know that we are appreciated. In the last couple of years, we've had people that were kind of stacked up at the same time, so you either had a choice to go to this one or this one. You may want to go to both of them. But this year, we were able to spread it out.
The events range from a run to benefit veterans to free meals to gathering dubbed Vet Talk, modeled after TED Talks. The Week of Valor schedule runs from November the 2nd through the 16th.
Kentuckians will vote for their next governor tomorrow, but there will be extra precautions taken to deter vote tampering. Deputy State Attorney General Michael Brown has set up measures to monitor the ballot, including a task force of various agencies and a hotline to report violations. Brown says all complaints received through the hotline will be taken seriously.
All of those agencies, along with other members of our staff, will be prepared to handle any complaints that come in through the hotline, and we will also be prepared, if necessary, to send people on site to the areas if we deem that that complaint is serious enough.
Polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. To report violations on Election Day, call 1-800-328-VOTE.
Kentucky Republican incumbent Governor Matt Bevin and Democratic challenger Attorney General Andy Beshear worked their way west over the weekend, rallying and energizing supporters for tomorrow's gubernatorial vote. Beshear's campaign site called the tour the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Here's Beshear talking with WKYT.
What we see are people who feel left out and left behind by this administration. They say that this governor travels around and says the economy is great, but the economy is not working.
Both candidates urge Kentuckians to exercise their right to vote tomorrow. To find a polling location, visit govoteky.org.
Governor Matt Bevin's administration is arguing that drug testing residents who are seeking public benefits isn't worth the cost. WUKY's Josh James has more.
The Lexington Herald Leader reports research by the State Cabinet for Health and Family Services shows drug testing beneficiaries creates a, quote, major cost for minimal results. The head of the Social Services wing of the cabinet told lawmakers this week that the idea would add another barrier to assistance and would likely impact families and children. The General Assembly had considered changes to public assistance during the 2019 session, adding new requirements. The Bevin administration is currently pushing for work volunteer or job training mandates for some recipients of expanded Medicaid. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Ruta Baker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Ruta Baker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Ruta Baker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Police at the University of Kentucky are investigating a sixth report of rape at its Lexington campus this semester. News outlets say the latest report was made Tuesday, 2 days after the alleged date rape in a campus dormitory. The school's crime bulletins and daily crime log say most of the reported attacks happened in residence halls by male suspects known to the victims. The crime log shows three of the cases remain open. Two were closed after no law enforcement response was requested or action taken, and another was determined to be unfounded. The Courier-Journal reports the school's latest full-year data says 28 reports of forcible rape and fondling were reported in 2018, an increase from the two previous years.
Two Clark County parents have been charged with abuse after their three-month-old child was hospitalized with broken bones. The Winchester Sun reported that the 17-year-old father and the 19-year-old mother, Shelby Barnett, were arrested last week by police. LAX 18 reports the father was charged with assault and both parents were charged with criminal abuse. The Winchester police chief tells the newspaper a social worker called them after the infant was taken to the University of Kentucky Hospital with several recent and healing fractures. The chief said the injuries were consistent with the child being shaken. The Winchester Sun reported that the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The child is now in state custody.
A body has been found in a remote area of Jackson County. According to the coroner, the body was discovered at the bottom of a cliff off Rock Lick Creek Road. WKYT reports Kentucky State Police and additional detectives investigated the scene. They said a passerby saw the body with a blanket on top of it and called law enforcement. Officials have not said how the person died or if foul play is suspected. They say the gender and identification of the individual cannot be determined based on the state the body was found in.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a weekend shooting in Madison County. According to WKYT, authorities say a man was shot in his left side around 4 p.m. Sunday on Concord Road. KSB officials say the victim didn't want to report it and couldn't afford an ambulance, so he went to a friend's house at a nearby trailer park for a ride. Police say the car he was in is listed as unauthorized, meaning it could be a stolen vehicle. The victim's condition is unknown. No possible suspects have been released at this time.
Police in Whitley County are now calling a report of CBD gummies found in Halloween candy as an isolated incident. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
The Williamsburg Police Department first posted a warning via social media to parents on Saturday evening, shortly after trick-or-treating ended. The post on their Facebook page encouraged parents to check their kids' candy bags after the report was initially filed. According to the department's Facebook post, the gummies were in a clear package and smelled strongly of marijuana. The Facebook post says, quote, WPD obtained some of the candies. None had a marijuana-like odor about them. Whitley County Emergency 911 has received reports that candies wrapped in plastic, like that pictured on the WPD Facebook page, are available for purchase at a local store. WPD has not been able to verify that. Officers are continuing to investigate and, as always, encourage parents to be cautious. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
Police in Lexington arrested a man early Sunday morning who they say fired a gunshot and pointed a gun at someone. LAX 18 reports authorities arrested Kenzie Saradam about 1:30 a.m. in the 300 block of South Limestone. According to his arrest citation, a witness saw Saradam point a gun at another person. Police say he later admitted to firing the gun into the air. Police say they found three shell casings in the area as well as one bullet in Saradam's possession. He is charged with first-degree wanton endangerment.
In Northern Kentucky, deputy broke his collarbone after chasing a man officers believe burglarized a home and stole items from two cars. LAX 18 reports Boone County deputies were called to Secretariat Run in Union on Sunday for a burglary. When they arrived, they found several cars had been broken into. Deputies were later called to a Motel 6 and realized that a man and two teens staying in a room there were connected to the burglary. A deputy that chased one of the suspects ended up breaking his collarbone. 18-year-old Jacob Shutter was arrested and charged with burglary, fleeing or evading police, unlawful transactions with a minor, and theft. Both teens were charged with burglary and theft and released to their parents.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Tuesday, scattered with a high near 53. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 31. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 61. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. Thursday, showers with a high of 51. Thursday night, showers with a low of 26. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 39. Friday night, cloudy with a low of 24.
Taking a look at current temperatures around the region, it's 61 degrees in Mount Sterling, Winchester, Lexington, and over in Inez. It's 62 in Grayson, 63 in Ashland, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 62 degrees. On our feature segment today, we bring you our island universe.
Remember the Pythagorean theorem in Sokotoa from high school? Yes, I know. It might cause old math nightmares to resurface. But those basic geometrical relationships were profound to the early Greeks in getting relative distances to the planets. For example, using those identities, they could figure out that Venus was closer to us than Mercury. But how did we figure out the absolute distances to the planets, and hence the size of our solar system? I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. Today, we know that Mercury and Venus are two planets closer to the Sun than Earth. And because of their orbits around the Sun, there will be times when either Mercury or Venus will pass in front of the Sun from our perspective. These events are called transits and are very rare. Mercury crossing the disk of the Sun happens about roughly once every decade, while Venus crossing the solar disk happens roughly once every 75 years. Now, these transits of Mercury and Venus are different than when the Moon crosses in front of the Sun. In the case of the Moon, we can get a total solar eclipse where the Sun literally disappears for a few minutes and day turns into night. In the case of the transits of Mercury and Venus, because their angular size is so much smaller than the Moon, unless you have a special solar telescope, you wouldn't notice anything special by eye at all. But if you have the right equipment, and if you are clever, you might just figure out how to use such an event to measure the cosmos. On November 7, 1677, Sir Edmund Halley observed the transit of Mercury from St. Helena, a tropical island in the South Atlantic. On seeing the slow-moving black dot cross the Sun's disk, he came up with an ingenious idea for using a transit to measure the absolute distance between the Earth and the Sun, and hence the size of our solar system. He figured out that if several observers timed the transit from different places, and if he knew the distance between the observers, he could work out the distance to the sun using some high school geometry. And in doing so, he could unlock the absolute size scale of our solar system. Our next opportunity to see a transit and to remind ourselves of this great chapter in the history of science will be early on the morning of Monday, November 11. Using special telescopes designed to look specifically at the sun, you'll see a black, tiny disk that is Mercury slowly move across the sun's disk. The transit starts at 7:34 a.m. and will end at 1:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Reminder that you should never, ever look directly at the sun. So unless you have a special solar telescope or filter, join us online as we will stream the event for everyone to see. As you watch tiny Mercury slowly move across the sun's disk, recognize that we now realize that Mercury is moving at roughly 100,000 miles per hour in its orbit around the sun, and that the sun is some 93 million miles away, all because our ancestors used an event like Monday's to unlock the puzzle of distance in our solar system. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eaglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/startheater.
It's 4:46 and 61 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
MSU's rifle and cross-country teams were in action this weekend. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. The Morehead State Rifle Team honored its three seniors on the 2019 team and also scored a second consecutive victory over UT Martin Sunday at the Button Rifle Range. The Eagles outlasted the Skyhawks after also topping the team from West Tennessee Saturday. It marked the final home match for senior Jesse Moyer, and the team also honored senior sisters Alexa and Carly Potts. The Potts sisters led the Eagles on the air rifle range as Carly fired a season-best 592 and Alexa carded at a 588. They were part of eight Eagles who hit the 580 or higher mark. The teams will also match up again next weekend, this time in Martin, Tennessee. It will be a split match with small bore and air rifle being shot on Saturday. The MSU men's and women's cross-country teams earned top seven finishes in the 2019 Ohio Valley Conference Championships. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
The event took place Saturday morning at SIU Edwardsville Cross Country Campus Course. The Morehead men finished the day with a fifth-place finish. Senior Jarrett Mattingly placed the Eagles with an eighth-place finish. The New Haven, Kentucky native finished 47.3 seconds behind the first-place medalist. On the women's side, four runners ran top 50 times in the 5K championship event to help the Eagles to a seventh-place team finish. Senior Shelby Watkins finished 24th with a season-best time of 18:50.6 to lead Morehead State. Both Morehead State's men's and women will wrap up their 2019 season at the NCAA Southeast Region Championships on November 15th. The event is set to be hosted by Virginia at Panorama Farms in Charlottesville. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson.
Morehead State basketball begins another week of exhibition play before the regular season gets underway on November 16th. The Eagles host Samford on Tuesday and Spalding on Thursday at Johnson Arena. MSU head coach Preston Spradlin says his team is feeling good coming off an exhibition win over KCU to start the year and hopes the trend continues this week.
I was pleased with the exhibition the other day. I thought our guys showed some real maturity and a great focus to play into our standards and not necessarily play into the level of competition. And so
I thought we had a good showing in the exhibition. We did some good things defensively. We really shared the ball. 22 assists on 29 made field goals, and everybody contributed. Everybody got in and made some positive plays on either side of the ball.
The Eagles are looking to bounce back from a 13-20 campaign a season ago, which ended with a second-round loss to Austin Peay in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. MSU and Samford tip off at Johnson Arena at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the second time in history, the top two teams in the AP Top 25 begin their seasons against each other. It's number 2 Kentucky against number 1 Michigan State. The game takes place Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden and will be broadcast on ESPN. Coach John Calipari tells WKYT, this game will be very unpredictable due to last year's blowout loss to Duke.
Yeah, I don't think it was quite us. They were really, they deserved to win by 50 the way the game played. And their guys played better than my guys. But I would also tell you at the end of the year, if you think we would have had three guys go in that draft and then go in the league doing what they're doing, if you watched that game, you would have said never happened. And these guys know. I mean, this is so early in the season, I can't predict what goes on.
The Wildcats are 5-3 in 1-2 matchups. Tip-off is set for 9:30 p.m. University of Kentucky football head coach Mark Stoops responded briefly to Florida State rumors during a press conference today. Stoops was the Seminoles' defensive coordinator when he was hired as UK's head coach. His name came up in the possible head coaching position due to mid-season firing of former FSU head coach Willie Taggart. But Stoops tells WKYT his focus is at home.
For me, sitting around here, this is 6.5 years. I sit there and listen to Coach Cal, and every year he's going to the NBA, right? So you just dismiss it and concentrate on the things that you could control. I'm not going to get into speculation. I'm going to talk about University of Kentucky and Tennessee.
Stoops says reports could have an effect on recruiting, as it is something he may have to directly address to high school players. And finally, in sports this afternoon, the Dallas Cowboys head to MetLife Stadium tonight to take on the New York Giants in an NFC East showdown. At 4-3, Dallas is looking to stay a game ahead of the divisional rival Philadelphia, while the Giants try to improve on their 2-6 record. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott talks about his team's mindset going into tonight's game.
It's you versus the world mentality, and you have to thrive under those conditions. You want to go in there, and you want to make the big play and hear the silence. So, I mean, I think that's just something you just kind of have to have. And if you don't, then we've got enough guys on this team that can get these guys going and make sure that you have that mentality. You go in, you start fast, you don't give them any hope, and you just stay on top of them.
The Cowboys beat the Giants in Dallas 35-17 back in week 1. Eli Manning was under center for New York in that game, but tonight the Giants will star rookie Daniel Jones. Kickoff tonight in New York is set at 8:15 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball welcomes Samford tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and Spalding at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Women's basketball plays Stetson at 6 p.m. on Friday, November 15th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials reached a milestone, joining the S&P 500 and NASDAQ at record levels as investor sentiment was lifted by strong earnings, a rebound in economic data, and a potential U.S.-China trade deal. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain at 114.75 to finish at 27,462.11. The S&P 500 was up 11.36 at 3,078.27, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 46.8 at 8,433.20. And, of course, all three indices hit all-time closing highs today. Chevron was led the way higher for the Dow today, rising 4.6% as energy stocks were strong. Trade bellwethers Boeing and Caterpillar also rose more than 1% each. And with today's rise, the Dow's year-to-date gain is almost 18%. The S&P 500 is up more than 22% for the year-to-date, and the NASDAQ Composite is up more than 27%. Over the weekend, U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said that American firms would be granted licenses to sell to Chinese telecom giant Huawei very shortly. Ross's comments came after China said Friday that it had reached a consensus with the U.S. in principle following trade talks last week. Also helping the markets is continued good feelings from the strong U.S. jobs report that came out Friday, showing the U.S. economy added 128,000 jobs in October. And, of course, this was a much stronger report than had been anticipated. Under Armour posted quarterly numbers today that topped analyst expectations. The stock did fall more than 18% after the company cut its 2019 revenue forecast, citing lower inventories and problems around its direct-to-consumer channels. Under Armour also disclosed a federal probe into its accounting practices. Uber Technologies and Shake Shack are among the companies set to report after the close today. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.625% to finish at $56.55 a barrel. Gold was up $1 to finish at $1,512.40 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 1%. And Asia had a good day as well with the Hang Seng up 1.625% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.6%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 34 cents at $44.83, Kroger down a penny at $24.98, CSX up $1.22 at $73.49, Marathon Petroleum up $1.48 at $67.95, and PPL was down 15 cents to finish at $33.44. Reporting from the national offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Moorhead and Rowan County. Residential pickup available every Sunday. Pre-sorting the recycled materials is not required. Accepting number 1 and 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, metal, and grocery bags. Materials may be placed in any container, placed at curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
Taking a look at the region's extended weather forecast, mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 41 degrees. Tomorrow, scattered with showers with a high near 53. Tuesday night, mostly clear, a low around 31. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 61. Wednesday night, mostly clear, a low around 43 degrees. Thursday, showers with a high around 51. And for Thursday night, showers with a low of 26 degrees. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, the Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. tonight at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or related disorders are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Regional Medical Center in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free t-shirt.
Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead will feature a public reading by author Sean Corbin at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. Corbin will read from his selected poems. The event is free and open to the public.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents a concert by the 100th Army Band of Fort Knox at 7 p.m. on Friday, November 8th. Admission is free. Donations will be accepted for the Veterans Pavilion.
The True Tones will perform in concert at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, November 8th. The program is free and open to the public.
Flemingsburg First United Methodist Church on West Main Street welcomes Christian Music Hall of Fame artist The Gospel Harmony Boys at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, November 10th. A covered dish meal follows the concert service and the public is invited.
And that's going to do it this afternoon for Mountain Edition. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Zoe Hall, Chanasty Davis, Keneally Roberts, Wyatt Melton, Ty Martin, and Cody Robinson. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Moorhead State University's Star Theater Director, Chanel Varani. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.